Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 24th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Yoma, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph, first Mishnah of the new Perek. Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, one of which was going to LaHashem on the Korban, and one of which would be sent at Lazazel. Mitzvosan Shiyu Shnei Shovin Bemare, Uvakoma, Uvadomim. Lachatrila, one should make sure that they're both equal in color, in height, and in purchase price. Uvil kirchosam kechad, and also buy them at the same time. The Gemara learns this from the fact that it says three times Shnei Seirim, and it could have just said Seirim, goats, miyot rabim shnaim, the minority, the majority of anything in plural is two. And it says Echod LaHashem and Echod LaZazel, so we know that there's two. So the fact that it says two three times and seems to be extra is telling us this special halacha that they have to be equal in color, height, and purchase price, and bought at the same time. But the last two things are very similar. V'yafal pi she'einon shovin kesherin. But if they weren't done that way, they weren't equal in height, in color, and bought at the same price on the same time, they're still kosher b'di'avad. B'di'avad, it'll still be okay. And this we know because it says, V'hikir v'akoyin, v'hikir aron es ha-so'ir. Aron shall bring near the goat. And it says again, v'ha-so'ir, and the goat. Each time it says v'ha-so'ir, it seems to be extra. So the Gemara learns that it comes to include that b'di'avad, even if they weren't equal in their color and height and in purchase, nevertheless, it'll still be okay. Similarly, im lokach echad, if you bought one goat today and one goat the next day, ksherin, that would be kosher also b'di'avad. Again, as we said before, this idea of being the same is only in the date of purchase is lachatchila only, is only in the first instance. It's not compulsory b'di'avad. It's not mandatory. Meisachod man. Now, what happens if one of the goats dies? Says the Mishnah, it depends when. If it died at Shulah Higril Meis, if it died before he made the Kohen Gadol made the lottery, then what he should do is Yikach Zug Lasheni, let him take another goat to pair up for the second one, because as we said before, the fact they weren't bought together is not mandatory. But if after the lottery has been made, one of the goats has died, then Yovi Zog Acher, he has to bring an entirely new pair, two goats, and make the Hagrola, and start the Grola Lem, the Agrila Lem Batchila, and he has to make the lottery again to start off. V'yoymar, and he has to say, Im Shal Shemes, if the goat that died was the one that had on it the name of Hashem, then Zesha Ola Olav Hagar Lashem, then the new Korban, the new set, the one that has the word LaHashem now that he put on it, the lottery, that will go LaHashem. Yiskaim Tachtov, and it'll replace the goat that died that had the word LaHashem on it in the first lottery. Vim Shel Azazel Meis, if the goat that had the name LaZazel on it, that died, then Zesh Olavava Ger LaZazel, the one then in this new lottery, the one that had the goat that has LaZazel on it, Yiskaim Tachtov will replace it. Now, what do we do with the second one? The second one in the new lottery, because he's not going to use that. What about the second one? V'hasheni, the second one that's of the new lot, which is not being offered and not going out to Lazazel. Why? Because since we've got a goat still left from the first pair that's being offered or being sent out, then we don't need the second lot of the new group. Then what do we do? Yira Anshistov. So this new goat that I don't need now, I just needed it for the lottery, to make the lottery, that has to graze in the field till it gets a blemish, v'yimacher, get it sold, v'yiplodom of lindava, and the proceeds of it will go for nedava. There was a special box in the Beis HaMikdash, the money was used there to purchase nedava, voluntary karbonis or philanthropic karbonis, to keep the mizbeach going when there was not much activity going. Now, the goat, this goat that that now is allowed to go out in the field and get a blemish and then sell it, does not have the din of a goat, of a chatos, whose owners have used another one. It's called chatos sheniskapra balei bacheres. Whenever you have a chatos, a sin offering, where the owners have used already another one. Let's say he set aside a chatos and it got lost, and he put another one to replace it, and then you find the original one, then it has to die. They lock it up and it doesn't live. Why don't we do that in this case? Says the Mishnah, she'ein chatas tzibur meisa. A chatas of the community, a public chatas, does not die in the way that a chatas of a yochid gets put to death in that way. And these goats of Yom Kippurim are indeed chatos of the tzibur, they're on behalf of the community. And a chatas tzibur never gets put to death like that. What we do is we get it to graze out in the field until it dies. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Hudoimer, he argues and he says no. He says Thomas. He says that also the chatas hatzibur, a public chatas, where the tzibur have used another chatas instead, it also has a din that it should die like a chatas yachid, and therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, the tzibur will use as a kapara the other pair that he brings, and the remaining goat that's left from the first pair, that will have a din like chadas hamesa, like a din of a chadas that died. Furthermore, says Rabbi Huda, v'oidomar Rabbi Huda, nishpachad dam, if the blood of the goat that was shechted was spilt out before the Kohen Gadol finished all the sprinklings that he's meant to do, or similarly, if the goat died before it was even shechted, yomus hamishtaleach, then the goat that was designated to be sent out also dies. Why? It's alive. And we said before that if there's an animal alive, you don't have to reject it. According to Rabbi Huda, we do. We do reject it. He holds that balachaim nidchim, even a live animal can be rejected. And since he had to shecht another goat to bring the blood and sprinkle it and do all the sprinklings, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and you can't do that without a lottery, so therefore he had to bring another pair, make a lottery, see which one goes Lashem Lazazel, and the first one will die, even though it's waiting there to be sent out Lazazel. That's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Again, Tanakhama didn't agree with that. Tanakhama holds that there's nothing wrong with using an animal that's alive, even though they've now used another animal instead. It doesn't matter. It ain't bal chaim nitchim. It doesn't get rejected. Now what happens if the goat that's meant to be sent out died before they finished the sprinklings of the blood of the goat that was shechted? Yishofech hadam. Then the blood has to be poured out. Don't use it. And bring another pair and start off from the beginning. Do another lottery. And do the chatos and do the azazel. How do we know that? And this is according to all opinions. This is even according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Huda. That's because the Pasuk says, the goat that had the lottery Lazazel, Yo'amod Chai, shall be made to stand alive, Lifnei Hashem L'chaper Elav, shall be made to stand alive to be Mechaper on it. And the Gemara learns, Ad Mosai, till when does it have to be alive? Until the blood of the other goat has been sprinkled. But if it died before that, then there's no kapara. The kapara is not worth anything. You don't go ahead with this goat's blood. You can't use it. You have to pour it out, bring another pair and start again. And as we said, this din is according to all opinions. When it comes to balachaim, when it comes to live animals, the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. Ein balachaim nidchim. A live animal will never be rejected, and therefore you can still use it. As we said before, according to the Tanakhama, you do use it, and the new animal of the animal, the second one of the new pair that he used when he made a new lottery, that will be go out and graze and wait till it gets a blemish and use the proceeds for nadava. Halacha is, as we said, like Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah base. Balei Eitzel Sor HaMishtalech. After he finished the placements of blood of the bull and the goat, the Kohen Gadol would now come to address the goat that was going to be sent out, Lazazel, which is standing in front of the eastern gate, because they're going to take it through that eastern gate out all the way out to the desert. The Kohen Gadol puts his two hands on this goat, umisvada, and he confesses on behalf of all the Jewish people. And this is what he used to say. Of honor Hashem, please Hashem. Ovu poshu chotu lefenecha amcha beis Yisrael, honor Hashem. He would say, please Hashem, they've sinned, they've transgressed, they've made a sin before you, the people of Israel. Please, please forgive them. Ona b'Hashem, kaperna la'avinos. And now it's interesting. The first time he said ona was Hashem with a letter hey. The second time when he said b'Hashem, it's with a base. And then he would say, kaperna, please atone la'avinos v'lapshoim v'lachatoim, for the sins, transgressions, and the violations, she'ovu v'sheposhu v'shechotov nechamcha beis Yisrael, that they've done before you, the beis Yisrael. Notice how the order is avonos, which are sins by accident, pshoim, which are things done by willfully, and chatoim. Sorry, avonos is done by on purpose, but not willfully. Pshoim are done, as sins done willfully to rebel, and then chatoim are sins done by accident. Now, this is a strange order, but it's Rabbi Meir's order. That's our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. In fact, the halacha is not like the Rabbi Meir, like our Mishnah. Halacha is like the Chachamim, who hold that the order of the words is not avonos pshoim chatoim, but in fact chatoim first, because that's the ones by accident, then avonos, then the sins, chato, that they have sinned, avo, by accident, avo, that they've sinned on purpose, and posho, that they've done willfully against as rebellious. And that's how the Chachamim hold, not like our Mishnah. The Chacham hold you start off with accidental, then on purpose, then built up to the willfully. Continues the Mishnah, Kakosov, as it says, Betoras Moshe Abdecha Lemar. Kivayom azeh yichaper aleichem letarashem. On this day he will atone for you to purify you. Mikol chataseichem, before from all your sins, lifnei Hashem titorah, before Hashem you will be purified. And here again he mentions the Shem HaMefurish, the explicit name of God. And if that's the case, the Kohen Gadol now has mentioned the Shem HaMefurish, the explicit name of God, in this Mishnah that we just said now, three times. Ona Hashem, Ona Bashem, and Lifnei Hashem Titorah. This was done in this vidui, the last vidui, the third vidui that was done on the goat that's being sent out. He did the same amount of expressions of Hashem's name in the previous vidui, which was done for the kohanim, for all the kohanim on his bull, and he did it on the first time where he did it on his bull for only his family, himself and his family. So that's three times three is exactly nine. The tenth time that he expressed the name of Hashem in full was when he put the lottery on the goat that's going to be offered as a korban, and when he does the lottery and he says the words L'Hashem Chatos as he puts the lottery on the goat, that's the tenth time. What would the response be from those who heard it? And the people who are standing in the courtyard, when they heard Shem HaMefurash, the explicit name of God, that was coming out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would kneel and prostrate and fall upon their faces. And they would say, Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchusai La'olam Va'ad. And therefore, really, this would be done on the first two viduim, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnais, where we said, Heim Oinen, they would answer, Baruch Shem. That would mean, again, the Kohenim and the people who heard the Shem HaMefurash would do the kneeling, would do the prostration and falling upon the faces and saying, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vaed.